Of all the news about people protesting and the destruction and looting, what's hard to understand is that mayors in the middle of it are ordering the police to stand down, like Mayor Abu Talib of Oak Park did when gangs attacked his home. He was inside at the time, watching them on his porch throwing eggs, banging on his windows, in his yard smashing flower pots and furniture, tearing up his garden. They threatened his wife, he said, and he feared for the safety of their children. Someone called police, and when the police arrived, Mayor Talib ordered them, not the gangsters, but the police, he ordered, to back off. Like in Chicago, remember that wave of destruction on Michigan Avenue? Mayor Lightfoot ordered police to back off. Question is, why? Oh, why have some mayors been so weak? What we're being told is, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. From now on, I'll order not the police, but the destroyers and looters to back off. And if they don't, I will force them off and let them know there's no more of this getting away with violence. They will be held accountable, because we have a right to feel safe in our streets and stores and to enjoy the gardens in our yards. It's better late than never that mayors around the country are now admitting they've been weak, squaring their jaws and angrily declaring, the next time there's destruction and looting, I will be strong. In fact, from now on, every time there's destruction and looting, I will be strong. Sounds good. Do you promise? I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.